Hello and welcome to another Bible in the News. This week, Russia has started its presidential elections. And according to Western news outlets, the election this year has been characterized by a lack of opposition to current President Vladimir Putin. Putin, 71, has been in power longer than any Kremlin leader since Stalin and is expected to win a landslide victory for his fifth term. Some anti-Ukraine war candidates have apparently been blocked from running, and many rivals seem to strangely disappear if they begin to threaten Putin. The biggest potential threat to Putin in recent times, Alexei Navalny, recently died last month from unexplained circumstances at the age of 47 in an Arctic prison where he was serving a 19-year sentence. It is suspected it was an assassination directed by Putin himself. According to Politico, in a sarcastic tweet, before polling had barely started in Russia, the EU president, Charles Michel, wrote, "Would like to congratulate Vladimir Putin on his landslide victory in the elections starting today. No opposition, no freedom, no choice," end quote. But what does the Bible say about this? What might we expect from the leader of Russia in our times? Well, in the prophecy of Ezekiel 38, which we speak about a lot in Bible in the News, we come across a description of a great battle which will soon take place. The prophecy is about the time when the people of Israel have returned to their land, and it points us in the direction of our time. For it has only been since 1948 that the State of Israel was founded, fulfilling this and other Bible prophecies and indicating we are living in the times called the latter days, just before the Lord Jesus Christ returns. The prophecy depicts a time when a northern invader attacks Israel with a coalition of nations. On their last legs, God acts to save his people of Israel, which he does through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who saves them in that day. The Bible tells us that the leader of this invasion is an individual called Gog. There are a number of interesting identifiers and characteristics in the prophecy which are worthy of note. Firstly, the leader of Russia. According to the prophecy of Ezekiel 38 verse 2, Gog is the prince or leader of the people of the Rus or Rush. This name in Hebrew has been linked to the name of the Rus, the ancient name for Russia. Currently, that leader is Putin, so this might relate to him or his successor. Another characteristic, the second characteristic, is that Gog originates in the north. Ezekiel 38 verse 15 describes Gog as coming from the north parts with a mighty army. This geographical indicator again links Gog with modern Russia, which is situated to the north of Israel and is well known for its significant military capabilities and weaponry. 3. Gog's a coalition leader. In Ezekiel 38 verse 5 to 6, Gog is depicted as the leader of a coalition of nations, a confederacy, labelled by ancient names which we have to do considerable historic research to determine their modern equivalents. These include Magog, the peoples of Central Europe, Persia, the peoples of Iran, Ethiopia and Libya, the peoples of North Africa, Goma, the peoples of Western Europe, and the House of Togarma, the peoples of the Turkic nations. This suggests that Gog is a leader capable of forging strong alliances. Russia's current international relationships and its efforts to establish itself as a central figure among a variety of nations is clearly a modern parallel to this. It's interesting to note that European territories and peoples are mentioned in the prophecy. Currently, of course, the European powers are very anti-Russia. so something will have to change. Interestingly, this week, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban had a meeting with Donald Trump. The BBC reported that he said that after that meeting, that should Trump be elected, that Trump will not give a penny in the Ukraine-Russia war. That is why the war will end, end quote. Should Trump be elected, therefore, the confidence that the European and NATO nations have expressed in supporting Ukraine by proxy may well wane, and they might have to accept a Russian victory. There are already calls for Ukraine to surrender. Most notably this week, The Guardian ran a headline, quote, Pope provokes outrage by saying Ukraine should raise the white flag and end the war with Russia, end quote. Point number four. Gog is an aggressor. The prophecy outlines Gog's intentions of this major conflict against Israel in verse 16 of Ezekiel 38. This is shown in modern Russia's assertive international stance and its involvement in conflicts that could have strategic implications similar to those described in the prophecy. The wars in Crimea and Ukraine can be pointed to as recent aggression by Russia. Putin is well known for his aggressive threats and actions. In fact, this week, Al Jazeera ran an article entitled, quote, Putin resumes saber-rattling with warning Russia ready for nuclear war. The article quotes Putin to have said, quote, from a military, technical point of view, we are, of course, ready. They, the Russian forces, are constantly in a state of combat readiness, Putin said during an interview with Russia One state TV channel. Our triad, the nuclear triad, it is more modern than any other triad, he continued. Only we and the Americans actually have triads, and we have advanced much more here, end quote. A fifth characteristic of Gog is they're motivated by plunder. Gog's invasion is driven by a desire to take a spoil and to take a prey, as it says in Ezekiel 38 verse 12, indicating economic or material motivations and the subjugation of people. This mirrors the strategic economic interests that might motivate modern nations, including Russia, in their geopolitical endeavours, particularly in regions rich in natural resource or of strategic or historical importance. The land of Israel is, of course, one such location. A sixth characteristic of the Gog of the prophecy is that it's a guard to its allies. Ezekiel 38 verse 7 mentions, quote, be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. This implies that Gog not only leads, but also offers protection to its allies. This characteristic can be related to modern Russia's role in providing military support, security guarantees, or political backing to its allies. Russia's dealings with Syria and Iran are examples of this attitude in modern times. And last but not least, the seventh characteristic that we wish to point out is that Gog is ruthless and aggressive. The narrative of Gog's invasion in Ezekiel 38 to 39 suggests an aggressive posture toward Israel, implying a level of ruthlessness in the actions taken. For instance, the scale and suddenness of the invasion is described in Ezekiel 38 verse 9, which says, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Portray Gog as not only aggressive, but also an overwhelming force. The motive, to take a spoil and to take a prey, that we've already mentioned in verse 12, further suggests a willingness to aggressively exploit and dominate. This characteristic can be seen in Putin's use of force and intimidation to achieve his strategic objectives, often without regard for international norms or the well-being of those in the targeted regions. The recent crushing of Putin's opposition in the recent elections show how this attitude is prevalent in modern Russia. So, this week, as we watch and review the news, we see Bible prophecy in action. We see a Russia headed by an authoritative, aggressive leader, as we would expect by Bible prophecy. We shall have to see if Putin is the Gog mentioned in the prophecy, but even if he passes off the scene as all mortal men are destined to, his successor will no doubt continue the work that he has begun. These are sure signs of the times, that soon the Lord Jesus will return to the earth. The prophecies speak of Christ defeating Gog's armies and establishing God's kingdom on the earth with its capital in Jerusalem. When Jesus was not even born, it was prophesied of him that he would be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God would give unto him the throne of his father David, Luke 1 verse 32. This is the long-expected hope of Bible believers. So keep watching and waiting with us here on Bible in the News, and tune in next week for another episode where we look at current events in the light of Bible prophecy.